DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Andy Valver in Bonn. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told a news conference in Moscow on Tuesday that the S-300 missile system that Moscow is providing President Bashar Assad's regime could deter Western nations from intervening in Syria's civil war. Russia also said that the European Union's illegitimate decision to lift its arms embargo to Syrian rebels would harm peace efforts. Ryabkov added that its delivery of sophisticated missiles would act as a stabilizing factor. He also noted that Russians' arms deliveries to Assad's forces were legitimate because they were conducted under pre-war agreements that were reached with an internationally recognized government. Germany is planning to purchase more than a dozen military drones over the next few years, according to a report in Spiegel magazine. This comes shortly after the ministry abandoned plans to build the Eurohawk drone. The magazine said on Tuesday that Defense Minister Thomas de Maizière planned to buy as many as 16 of the unmanned aircraft, with 5 to be operational by 2016. According to the report, Washington has already approved the purchase. It also said that de Maizière would reserve the right to arm German drones. Chancellor Angela Merkel's government is expected to sign off on the deal at a cabinet meeting on Wednesday. European Union Trade Commissioner Karel de Gucht told China on Tuesday that it was wasting its time trying to put pressure on him to drop plans to impose punitive import duties on Chinese solar panels. The European Commission has accused China of flooding Europe with cheap solar panels sold at below the cost of production and intends to impose duties. That has prompted energetic lobbying from Beijing against the move, and divisions have emerged in Europe on the issue. According to a survey by the Reuters news agency, a majority of European countries, led by Germany and Britain, oppose plans to levy tariffs of 47% on solar panels imported from China. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Officials in Australia refused to confirm or deny on Tuesday whether Chinese hackers had stolen the blueprints of a new spy agency headquarters, as a news report claimed. Australian Broadcasting Corporation Television reported on Monday night that the plans for the more than $600 million Australian Security Intelligence Organization building had been stolen through a cyber attack on a building contractor. Prime Minister Julia Gillard described the ABC report as inaccurate, but refused to go into detail. The first fatality from the SARS-like illness in France claimed the life of a 65-year-old man, said the health ministry. The man exhibited symptoms of the respiratory illness after a visit to Dubai and Saudi Arabia and died in hospital in the northern town of Lille. Another man who contracted the virus after sharing a hospital room with him is undergoing treatment in hospital. Coronavirus was first discovered in 2012 in a man in Saudi Arabia. At least 23 people have died from the virus since then, mostly in the Arabian Peninsula. Chile and Argentina are evacuating nearly 3,000 people after officials issued a red alert for the increasingly active Copahue volcano, which borders the two countries. Chilean officials began evacuating more than 2,000 people within a 25-kilometer radius of the volcano Tuesday morning. In Argentina, officials began evacuating people on their side of the border on Monday night. So far, the volcano has only spewed gas, not ash. The president of Libya's parliament, Mohamed al-Magarif, has resigned to comply with the law that bans Gaddafi-era officials from holding office. Magarif, who served under Muammar Gaddafi before becoming an opposition leader in exile, resigned on Tuesday. Under Gaddafi, al-Magarif was Libya's ambassador to India in 1980. After the former dictator's ouster, al-Magarif returned to the country and was elected to parliament in Libya's first free elections last year. Kenyan members of parliament voted on Tuesday to increase their salaries to more than 130 times the minimum wage in defiance of government plans to cut them as part of spending reforms. Lawmakers increased salaries to an average of about $10,000 a month, up from roughly $6,200 a month. President Uhuru Kenyatta had asked lawmakers to accept pay cuts and help rein in public sector salaries to free up cash to create jobs. The Law Society of Kenya said it would go to court seeking to challenge whether the MPs can set the new salaries. For more news and information, visit our website at dw.de. I'm Andy Valver, Deutsche Welle News.